Welcome to Career Tools. This week, getting ready to get promoted. Chapter 7, Know Why. Here we go. Folks, this podcast is about getting promoted. And if you're not yet a manager, we encourage you to come to the Effective Manager Conference before you become a manager so you don't learn a bunch of things that you'll then have to unlearn once we share with you the fundamental basics of being an effective manager, which is know your people, talk about performance, ask for more, and push work down. So, Wendy, we recommend that people know why they want to get promoted before they get started. And we're probably going to surprise some people talking about people wanting to get promoted because they want more money and more status, because they want to climb the ladder of success.
Yeah, because that's what everyone's supposed to want to do, right?
Supposed to. Yeah. And then you hear something like, I've been rich and I've been poor and happy is better. And you begin to wonder, is the common wisdom all that wise? And of course, that's the whole point of common wisdom. There's no such thing as common wisdom.
Yeah, doesn't always work the way you think it's going to work.
Yeah. So we told folks at the beginning that this is going to be 18 months to get promoted. It's not a trivial thing. You don't just have a good month and suddenly expect it's time for me to get promoted. There's a lot of work involved. And if you don't know why you want it, it will easily become too long a process and will set you back. You'll end up thinking, yeah, this isn't working. I'm not going to get promoted. Yeah, exactly.
It's tough. It's like studying for you know, another degree or another course, or it's like deciding that you, my friend, as my friend regularly does, I'm going to be a black belt again. And, you know, there's a bit in the middle where you're studying away and it feels like forever, or somebody's just broken your ribs and you think, this isn't worth it. And unless you know your reasons, those moments when you go, this isn't worth it, is when you throw in the towel. And if you're 8 months in or you're 12 months into this 18-month campaign, then you just don't throw it away. You know, all you do need to do is go back to your reasons and think, okay, I can do this.
Right.
I can do this.
Yep. And we're going to talk about reasons that people actually tell us that we know, that we've heard many, many, many times. And yet, some of them may not be all that kosher, depending upon how you look at it. So, what are the reasons that we're going to talk about?
More money and status.
There it is. Let's just get it right out there.
Yeah, let's just go for the controversial. More challenge or more challenges, more influence, and I have more to give. And somewhere along the line, somebody is going to ask you why you want to get promoted. And those are four reasons that are quite common. You might have a different reason, but you are going to have to say out loud what it is that's going on in your head. So you need to know what's going on in your head to find the socially acceptable, the right way of saying it out loud.
I would even say, yeah. And part of this cast is the theme of knowing why you want it, but also being smart about what you're willing to share with other people about why you want it.
Exactly.
Good. So let's talk, as you say, the controversial one. People want to get promoted to make more money, because that's the career path that seems obvious to a lot of people. They want to make more money and they want more status. They want a better car, a better house, more job security, more income, more retirement income, and so on.
Absolutely. And none of the motivators that we're going to give you here are wrong. There's no wrong thinking in psychology, but there are things that are more helpful and less helpful. And some of you are probably thinking, oh my gosh, I can't imagine going for a promotion just for the money or just for the status. I want to help people. I want to be a better part of the team, you know? And other people are thinking, why else would you want to get promoted?
Yeah, there's all
like,
that work.
That's all there is.
Yeah.
That's the only reason there is.
Yeah, if I stay at this level with my wages staying roughly the same and cost of living going up, my standard of living will go down and I won't be able to provide for my kids, for college, for all those kind of things. Yeah, so from one side of the equation, saying I want to make more money, I want more status in my life, that feels mercenary and selfish. From the other side, wait, that's, you know, to be somewhat self-deprecatory here, that's the American dream.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
But let's say this, folks. The point of us putting this one first, the point of Wendy talking about this one first is we understand that that is a legitimate driver for many of you. And as Wendy said, in psychology, there's no wrong thinking. You're not wrong to think that. We want you to understand that that's what it is. Okay. We also want you to understand that that may not be the right way to be thinking about it in terms of the value provided the organization? Or put differently, suppose you were a vice president and you had four people to promote. And one of them said, I want to get promoted. You asked all of them at various times, I want to get promoted. Why do you want to get promoted? And they said, one of them said, look, I want more money, more status. Somebody else says, I want more challenges. Somebody else says, I want more influence in the organization. And somebody else said, I had more to give, right? I believe I have skills that will benefit the organization and our customers more. And I want them to be used for the benefit of our customers and the organization. How motivated would you be to promote the guy who just says, I want more money and more status? Now, I'm assuming, of course, that all things being equal, which they never are. We've invented an acronym for that called ADBUTNA. But yeah, we're not saying you're wrong. And I remember very clearly at Procter & Gamble thinking, yeah, of course I want to be promoted. I believe I'm as good as the guy who's my boss now, which was probably arrogant. And I don't take any joy in saying it, but it was true. So I'm a base person in some ways, just like everybody else. But if that's your reason, and you go around telling people that's your reason, you may discover that that may not be the reason that is most useful, or that over the long term in your career, that will serve you the best. If your reason for getting promoted is this, it is a legitimate reason, but it may not serve you well once you get the promotion. At least that's been my experience. Now, you mentioned psychology before, which I think you probably surprised people when you said psychologists would tell you there's no wrong thinking, right? For well-adjusted people, right?
Yeah, in general. Yeah. I mean, there's thoughts you think, and some of them are useful and some of them are not useful. And that's what psychology is all about, making sure you only use the useful ones.
Right.
And there's two ways to think about motivators. So this is the two, people are divided into two. There's a continuum, but essentially, people think about motivators as things we want to go get away from or things we want to go towards. So you can think of more money as taking you away from poverty and taking you towards security. Or you can think of it as giving you more opportunities, a bigger house, more toys. You can think about the benefits, or you can think about saving you from poverty. It's the same thought. It's just a different side of the coin.
Or maybe not poverty, but risk and uncertainty and insecurity.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll take a couple others, I think, for a lot of people. The shame of not being able to take care of your family, the shame of not being able to take care of your kids. That's the insecurity, that that feeling of, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
As a father, as a provider, as a mother, whatever. Yeah. Okay. So, and we tend to take one approach or another, do one or the other in all of our thinking. And knowing which you take, it can be really helpful in terms of thinking about what you're willing to do. So if the next step for you is VP, and that means you're going to work 100 hours a week and never see your family, and you're trying to get away from that feeling of insecurity.
And you're doing it for your family?
Family, exactly. Do you actually want that promotion? Do you actually want to be VP? Or do you have enough security and want to stay with your children or have more time with your family? Or, you know, on the other hand, if you're one of those people that's always striving, is the house you have big enough for your family? Would you rather spend more time with them, or would you rather be VP? And again, neither is wrong. It's just about understanding. A lot of people find themselves in positions where they think, I got here and now I don't know why I'm here. You know, I never get to see my family, or the money's not worth it, or whatever. So before you make that jump and then have to get yourself out of that situation, think about why you're there.
Yeah. And as an aside, I'll tell you that one of the things I hear from CEOs, frequently new CEOs, is this all there is? They've wanted all their life to get there. And it's a bit like the story of the greyhound, the dogs who were bred to race. Every once in a while, they catch the rabbit going around that's leading the dogs around the track. And the joke is that once it gets the rabbit and realizes it's not actually a rabbit, it's like, well, I really don't need to chase that rabbit anymore. And the CEO who finally gets his or her job that they've always wanted and then realize it's not everything they thought it would be. It's just more responsibility and more burden, and it's very lonely. They wonder what their drive was all along. We're not saying where you should fall on that category. I would suggest to you, if you were my friend, that again, I've been rich and I've been poor, and happy is better. Knowing yourself is very powerful in terms of making you more effective. Effectiveness doesn't just come from striving from money and status. It can come from being at peace with yourself, whatever that might be. And if this is your drive, more money, more status, that's okay. Recognize there are a lot more people who are a lot more unhappy wanting this. And perhaps it's not what the organization wants to reward. And you need to start thinking about, how am I going to communicate what I want? And how do I really feel about what I want?
And all over the world, they found out that salary and pay don't have a strong correlation with either performance or job satisfaction. There's one survey that says, once you get to about $75,000 a year in US dollars in salary, the incremental amounts don't make you any happier. So the difference between 75 and 150, people are about the same level of happiness. And so wanting a higher salary is about what the money means to you in terms of that feeling of security, or the feeling of I can have anything I want. And there is, as we've said, there's nothing wrong with wanting the promotion for the money, but it's probably not enough to sustain the effort to get you promoted or to sustain you in the job once you get there. And if you think it is, that's absolutely fine. Go for it. But we just wanted to give you some thoughts about, you know, you're going to be in this campaign for 18 months. You know, are you absolutely sure that this is what you want?
Exactly. Good. Second thing was more challenges.
Yeah, and a lot of people say this. I'm bored with my job. I want some more challenges. And there's two types of stress, which we've talked about before. There's eustress and distress. And having no challenges, if you go into work on a Monday and you know exactly what's going to happen all the way to Friday, and you can solve any problems, and you know everybody you're going to talk to, and that having no challenges can cause as much distress as having too many. So there is a happy medium, which is eustress, which is that I'm stretched, and there's a few things that are keeping me interested and challenging me, but not so much that I feel overwhelmed. And it's very individual. What one person calls stress, somebody else will be like, what? What are you talking about? This is easy. And you can also change your response to stress over time by taking on more and more challenges gradually and becoming better at dealing with it and bouncing back from stress.
Einstein said that today's problems won't be solved by today's thinking, because it's today's thinking that's got us into today's problem. It's tomorrow's thinking that will solve today's problem. Same thing's true with eustress and distress. Once you understand how much stress you can handle, that starts stressing you, if you will, quote unquote, or stretching you beyond your thought of breaking point. You push the line a little bit and then pull back, and you push the line a little bit and then you pull back. And gradually the line gets higher and higher and higher, depending upon whatever scale you want to use. And you can do that in your job now. It worries me when people say, I'm bored in my present job. Boy, I guess what that would mean is that you will tolerate a job that's boring, and you haven't figured out how to push the job to become something even better. If everybody in the organization made their job 10% more useful, generally the company would probably become about 10% more useful. I often believe the statement that there are an awful lot of people who wish for immortality, who get bored on lazy Sunday afternoons. That would suggest that immortality would be wasted on you, and more challenge could be wasted on you if you're bored in your job. Now, for many of you, bored is probably too strong a word. It could be just that you are doing everything in your job, and you're limited in what you can do because of the structure of the large organization you're in. That's reasonable. And so it's okay to want more challenges. And believe me, the higher you go, let's assume VP and above, there are no jobs at those levels and higher that aren't exceptionally challenging for all but the most gifted of people. So if you want more challenges, wanting more authority and responsibility and the requirement to do more, you'll have more, believe me. And at some point, virtually every job toward the top of every large organization is virtually undoable. And you're going to be in a constant state of distress. And you better be very comfortable with why you wanted it. Otherwise, it'll eat you up.
Yeah.
And we said this before. Happy people aren't more productive, meaning happiness doesn't drive productivity. Productive people at work are happier. So that promotion that you want could, in fact, give you a happiness boost, because you're going to feel challenged and stressed, distressed often. And you're going to feel productive because you're going to have to do more. there'll be a period of just plain over your head stress. We would recommend you listen to our Juggling Koan podcast to understand that better. But don't expect the job itself to make you happy. That will last about a week. Once the euphoria of the promotion and perhaps the raise goes away, you'll be left with a big old basket of stuff to do, and you're going to feel like you're in over your head. And hopefully that makes you happier because you become more productive. Good. What about those who want more influence?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I was thinking I wanted to think about big organizations and then small organizations. And big organizations, it can feel hard to make it feel like you're making a difference.
We hear that a lot. Yes.
Yeah, I had that experience at IBM. I was like, I'm just moving paper and they're making $34 billion in profit. And I can't understand. I couldn't make the link between them. But in small companies, I've also felt the same kind of, I wish I could change things because I'm doing everything and there's so much stuff to do every day that you never feel like you're making the strategic things that make a difference. So it actually doesn't matter what size company you're in and whether it's very structured or very unstructured. In both situations, in all those situations, you can feel like I have no influence on what's going on. I'm just, you know, I'm either stuck here in my little box or I'm overwhelmed and I can't change anything.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned the point about IBM, about moving paper around, and it's a gigantic company. Of course, you're right. Many people feel that. It has been my experience, and I'd be happy to hear from people if they disagree. The reason people are left feeling that way is because the chain of command between them and the senior people are not doing their job. If I feel disconnected from the mission, my boss, his boss, her boss, are not doing their job helping me understand why it is I do what I do. Now, large organizations essentially are the ultimate human social achievement in the sense that allows us to multiply our efforts enormously. But if you're feeling disconnected, your boss is not doing her job. She's not saying to you, here's why we need that for this and this and this and this. And there hasn't been the cascade of mission connectedness that helps people feel connected to the mission, frankly, that helps people feel like they're contributing. And if you're a manager, if you want to be a manager, or if you want to be a more senior manager, you better have that in the back of your mind about helping people feel like they're making a difference. And that ultimately boils down to a ton of communication, but it can be very powerful. And you could even say, I want to help more people understand why what they do is valuable, because there are times when I felt like it wasn't valuable.
Yeah.
Good.
And getting promoted is one way to gain more influence. But on the other hand, relationship power is far better. It's far more useful. It doesn't break things as easily as role power does. And I've said this. I wish I was their manager, because then I'd just go down there and sort them all out. And guess what? Sorting them all out, them all, doesn't actually respond terribly well to me marching in there and going, I know how to do your job better than you do. And the reason I know that is because I've tried it. And we keep saying this is going to take 18 months. So building more and more relationships, you need them for your campaign. You need them for being productive. So why not start there right now? Instead of thinking, okay, the only way I can get more influence is to be promoted, is to start now with the relationship building and see how far you get.
Yeah, we know that you'll have a different form of influence at a higher level when you get promoted. And if you're not building relationships now, when you get to a higher level and you still don't build relationships, your influence won't be that much bigger. It really won't. You'll have a little bit more role power. But again, of the three, role power, relationship power, and expertise power, relationship power is really how large organizations run. And your role power will give you direct authority over some people. But frankly, role power is much more limited than most people realize. So keep that in mind. If you want more influence, you can start building on that now. And if you build better relationships now, when you get promoted, that will redound to you even better than just a promotion alone.
Okay, so the last one is, I have more to give.
Right.
So we've all had jobs where we felt wasted. This kind of goes back to the board thing. And we felt like we could do more. And you think, I could do more if only I had somebody else's job, if only I had the manager's job, if only I had the VP's job. And again, this is 18 months. Are you going to wait 18 months of just doing what you're doing now and feeling wasted and wait until you get that job to do something else. It just seems insane to me. There's always tons of opportunities in the roles you're in. You can train others, you can work for other departments, you can work with departments, you can volunteer to look at the procedures, you can go meet customers, you can set up a standard operating procedures manual, you could take some things off your boss's plate, you could do an additional project. Any of those things will give you some challenge. They're giving you experience that might help you get to the next level. They give you a chance to develop new relationships, which is half the battle, and a chance to get results, which is those relationships and results are what will propel you to the next level. So there's no wrong answers in do something now and don't wait for the actual title.
The quickest way to get promoted, in my experience, or the quickest way to make me want to promote someone, is someone who makes their job as much as they possibly can and looks for more opportunity to serve in their existing job, rather than the person who says, my job is too limiting, I need more authority, more influence, more whatever, and then suggest that the solution is the organization giving them what they want. And look, I'm absolutely okay with you wanting to give more. I like that. I'm glad. And you can prove it to me.
Right now.
And generally speaking, guys, we've alluded to this. There's a difference between what you feel inside and what you might communicate. And I've said this before. There's a difference between thinking and saying and doing. There are some things you can think. There are fewer things you can say. And there are even fewer things you can do without risk. So when you're feeling that way, you might want to be careful about, I have more to give and this job is, you know, you wouldn't want to say that this job is rubbish. But prove that you have more to give by what you do. And then the people in positions of authority will say, wow, this person makes more of that job. Imagine with an even bigger platform, how much more she'll make of the next job.
Exactly. And then they're thinking about it and you didn't even have to convince them.
Yep. Whatever she does, she turns into gold. Okay, good. We'll give her more. We want more gold.
Absolutely.
Good.
Should I wrap us up?
Yeah, please.
Okay, so the reasons for promotion we covered were more money and status, more challenges, more influence, and I have more to give. A promotion isn't always the answer to getting what you want. And if it is, knowing why is important, both because it will keep you going during your campaign and you have to have a great answer every time you get asked in the next 18 months. And hopefully there's going to be a lot of time so you can keep telling people, yeah, I want to be promoted and I've got all these great skills.
Yeah, and we'll do a separate cast about how to answer the question. We just wanted you to get comfortable with what your actual reason was. And there's probably a right way to answer this because, again, there's a difference between saying and thinking and doing. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks. Bye, everyone.
That's everybody. Thanks. Come back next week. After all, it's Career Tools. It's good every week. See you then.